Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The growth. Also in this bulletin, former Finance Minister Seth Tekwe calls for a comprehensive debt repayment plan when deadline for Ghana's suspended debt repayments ends in 2026. Later on the Joy Business Van, we trace the 10-year of Ghana's travel agency, Adansi Travels, which is on a mission to transform travel and elevate service delivery. We have details of these and more lined up for you. Please stay. Always a delight to come your way with the very latest in the world of business. I am Pius Kojo Baka. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. And Imperial General introduces Collision Insurance, Imperial General Solid Protection. To add stories now, some analysts have raised concerns that government's plan in the media budget to borrow from the domestic market to finance its expenditure will continue to stifle private sector growth. Economist Dr. T.U. Champon is of the view that relying on T-bills to finance 72% of government's budget deficit will create little will for economic expansion, particularly for the private sector. Even though Dr. Champon says the economic recovery could be achieved, he warns that it will be achieved at the expense of the private sector growth.
And then you also look at the actual financing, right, of the deficit. And this is what gives me a bit of cause for worry. So you look at paragraph 22, paragraph 60 of the media budget, and basically almost 72%, right? So 7 cities out of every 10 cities that the government is going to borrow to finance the deficit is going to come from the domestic market. So government will still be issuing treasury bills and other instruments. And like this then means that they still have to pay very high borrowing costs. But not only that, it actually also means that businesses would have to compete with the government for the same, you know, liquidity or capital.
Dr. Theo Champon is an economist. Now joining the conversation, former Finance Minister Seth Tekwe said relying on treasury bills to finance government expenditure is not sustainable. He points out that most of government's suspended debt repayment will resume in 2026, a situation the media budget made no plans for.
I will continue to be relying, you know, on treasury bills to finance the economy. We started using treasury bills almost exclusively since May of last year. It's a year now. And since we do not have, all that we've been doing is refinancing. For most of that issuances that are being made, it means that we have turned the first, you know, bills that were issued into a one-year loan already. And this is exactly what happened up to 2015 when we had to refinance. And as you rightly pointed out in your intro, when you look at debt, there's a lot that's been suspended, you know, which is waiting for future governments and future generations. And I think that is what we should have been hearing from the minister in terms of what is the path.
Former Finance Minister Seth Tekwe speaking there. Away from the media budget related stories, senior country partner at PwC Visha Shango is urging small businesses to leverage technology to transition in a cost effective operations. According to him, transition must go beyond just reducing carbon emission and focus on skills transformation. Visha Shango was speaking at the Africa Business Innovation Forum in Accra under the theme Guiding Through Uncertainties, Fostering SME Success in a Dynamic Economy.
Here in Ghana, we don't talk so much about climate, but the truth is that it's an emerging It's an emerging threat. Certainly for our trading partners, supply chains will be affected, distribution will be affected, etc., etc. So we need to think about it. And the point we make here is that it goes beyond things like decarbonization, because businesses are fond of selecting targets for decarbonization and working towards that. That's good, but that alone will not suffice. You need to think about transitioning into new sources of energy, for example. Workforce transformation. The skills that we rely on today to run our businesses may not be the skills that our businesses require tomorrow, because the environment is changing. There's uncertainty, there's change in terms of what customers want, there's change in terms of the technological landscape, there's change in terms of the regulatory landscape.
Senior Country Partner at PwC Vish Ashangbot speaking there. That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. Please stay tuned in for the Joy Business Van right after this break.
We know say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through Ecobank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded. Hey, my God. Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024. Be an Ecobank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the Ecobank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Welcome back to the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Ecobank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? For more than 10 years, travel and tour company Adansi Travels Limited has been on a mission to transform travel and elevate service delivery. The Joy Business Van traces the journey so far. Founder and Managing Director Gideon Asari will tell us about the impact Adansi has made on the tourism sector and what the future looks like for the company. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone. So, as we all know, our Europe anniversary mini, the first one is already sold out. That we have 100 packs already gone. And this is the second one we are having. That's on the 11th.
The team at Adansi Travels Limited are planning a tour of Europe as part of the travel agency's 10th anniversary.
The 11th to the 18th of September, we are expecting 100 people and already 48 is gone.
Gideon Asari started the business.
How Adansi started is interesting. In 2012, I had a couple of friends which were involved with some business investment, and the company was doing a gala dinner in Dubai. So I helped them to travel to Dubai, and including myself. So when we were in Dubai for that conference, and the idea came that when you come back, since I was able to organize such a trip for them, why don't we make it a business?
It was an idea Gideon was willing to explore. He had come to like traveling himself, so when he returned to Ghana, he reached out to his friends and started to work towards establishing the travel agency. Gideon lived and worked for Mobuasi in the Ashanti region at the time, and named the travel agency Adansi after the people of the area.
The industry was a bit different 10 years ago when we started. Even though we had started with the mindset that we would take people to Dubai, but that wasn't what we were doing. When we started, our main focus was Ghana. So we were focusing on domestic tourism, how you move people from Obuasi to other parts of the country. And it was very tough. It was quite tough, not how we anticipated it to be.
That was Adansi's first hurdle. to get clients interested in traveling the country.
Anywhere to go to radio, advertise, go to offices, you know, and people say, well, it's nice, okay, yeah, we will go, but then you ask them to pay for the trip, it's not coming. So it was very hard to find travelers, especially with our focus at the time just moving within Ghana. So it was quite tough to get people.
4 months into the business, Adansi Travels did not make headway.
So we tried our hands on several things. So we tried to diversify. So one of the key things that we did, like the following year, 2014, there was a waterfall, Konyang Kumasi waterfall, that was identified in a bush around Obuasi there. We got an investor who started making roads to the fall, and we started managing it. And so it was one of the things that we were passionate about at the time. And even we won the regional tour operator of the year for that, because we promoted it so much. We started with what we call family fun games. So we were doing case events to sustain our operation. So we tried our hands on several related tourism products to keep thriving. But then majority of the time you have to fall back on your personal savings to survive, to keep the business going.
The first couple of years was tough for Gideon, but whilst business was proving difficult, he used the period to also study more about international travel to understand the industry better.
Whilst I was doing the consultancy course, I realized that a lot of the case studies that was being used were not being done in Ghana. And so, personally, I didn't want to believe that the problem was with the market. I thought that the problem was the products. So, Ghanaians were not traveling because they were not getting, we're not making, the agents were not making the travel easy for them. So personally, I remember coming to Accra and going to Osu and visiting some few agents there, asking them to give me a package, and they had nothing, you understand? So you go to the office and you tell them you want to maybe go to Zanzibar or Dubai for a holiday, and they are like, okay, we can sell you a ticket, but I need more than a ticket. Or maybe at best they will tell you that we can give you a visa, we can help you get a visa, but when you are traveling you need more than that.
Gideon had now identified the gap, and this would bring Adansi Travels his much needed breakthrough. Next episode will tell you what Gideon did.
And you can watch the Joy Business Van on Business Live at 5 p.m. on the Joy News channel today. That's it for the Joy Business Van, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and MTN Business. What are we doing today? Now, this is the year to stop singing and talking about shopping and enjoying life. Just do it. Ecobank has over 1 million cedis worth of cash and prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo for you, and over 7,000 others across Ghana. Hey, my God. Winners will be awarded bi-weekly, and you could be one of them winning up to 10,000 cedis. There will also be 3 monthly draws, and all you have to do is to deposit cash in multiples of 500 cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest Ecobank branch or Ecobank Express Point, as well as via Ecobank Mobile to stand the chance of winning. Other prizes include 4 vouchers, shopping vouchers, airtime, and many more. Promo runs from now to July 31. It's your time to shop life, remember. Every 500 cedis deposits earns you an entry into the EMG draw. A better way to enjoy life, a better way, a better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. Thanks so much for your company. I am Pius Kojo Baka. Ignition is next. Enjoy.
We know say problem day, but you for chop life. Simply deposit cash in multiples of 500 Ghana cedis into your Ecobank account at your nearest branch, Express Point, or through Ecobank Mobile to win your share of over 1 million cedis in prizes in the Ecobank Million Gang promo, EMG. Be one of over 7,000 people to be rewarded. Hey, my God. Yes, so over 7,000 people go chop soft life from May to July 31, 2024. Be an Ecobank Ecobank customer or be square. Remember, every 500 Ghana Cedi deposit earns you a point for the Ecobank Million Gang today. EMG. Deposit today and win your share of 1.2 million in cash and prizes. A better way to enjoy life. A better way. A better Africa. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. This promo is regulated by the NLA on the Caritas Lottery platform.
Super Hits Radio. Radio. Joy 99.7.
Good afternoon. You're tuned in to Joy 99.7 FM. I would like to have your attention for some funeral announcements. The Ebusia Pinning are to Akins. In Tinun Chabazi, Ebusia Cape Coast. Opinion J.K. Basau. Opinion J.B. Arthur. Opinion Albert Nyako. The Arthur family, the Hughes family, the Wood family, the Orleans Thompson family, all of Cape Coast. Prophet Begata Maklo of Breaking Yoke International Ministry, Klagong. The Board of Directors of the staff of Tema Christian Eye Center regret to announce the sudden departure of their beloved Pastor George Alfonso Wood. Arrangements for the 1 week observation.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.